fighting rages on. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The governor of Donetsk, Ukraine, announcing a Russian attack, killing 5 civilians and injuring 5 others. Ukraine pleading for more powerful weapons. An advisor to Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that the U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense met with Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. The White House has confirmed Antony Blinken and Lloyd Austin traveled to Ukraine's capital city. British Ambassador to the U.S. Dame Karen Pierce telling Fox News Live Sunday that Russian President Putin is not respecting ceasefire requests.
Nobody in Europe was threatening Russia. Nobody in NATO was threatening Russia. Russia has launched this illegal war entirely out of its own fantasy about the threat that it faces, and that threat doesn't exist.
The British ambassador also saying that the UK is providing military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The United Nations estimating that more than 2,000 civilians have been killed since the Russian invasion began 2 months ago. However, the actual number is likely higher. The Texas Military Department identifying the guardsman who is thought to have drowned while trying to rescue 2 illegal migrants.
Specialist Bishop Evans out of Arlington, Texas. Tragically, he is presumed to have drowned after he jumped into the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass early Friday morning in an attempt to save the lives of illegal immigrants he saw struggling in the water. Rangers later determining those 2 illegal immigrants were actually drug smugglers.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. A Brooklyn house fire killing a New York City firefighter and a civilian Sunday. The fire also injuring 8 firefighters. Rescuers finding the body of an 11th victim Sunday after a tour boat sank in the far north of Japan. The boat was carrying 26 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The longest-serving GOP senator, Orrin Hatch, died Saturday. He was 88.
He was in the Senate for 42 years, and President Biden put out a statement about Orrin Hatch. He called him an American original, said he had sharp elbows, but also was a gentle soul. He was pretty conservative, but he teamed with Ted Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, very liberal, on children's health insurance, also on the Americans with Disabilities Act. And then in 1995, he became the chairman of the Judiciary Committee when Republicans claimed the majority in the Senate. He always longed for a middle ground. He said that senators should retreat from these partisan trenches, as he described it.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Mississippi now joining the rest of the country by instituting an equal pay law.
Mississippi will soon become the final state with a law requiring equal pay for equal work by men and women. Republican Governor Tate Reeves signing that bill this past Wednesday. It becomes law on July 1st. A 1963 federal law requires equal pay for equal work, but Mississippi was the only state without its own law since Alabama enacted one back in 2019. That new Mississippi law gives workers 2 years to file a lawsuit when suspecting illegal pay discrepancies. There are some equal pay exceptions in the bill, including seniority, merit, and quantity or quality of work. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Ross Chastain winning the NASCAR Cup Series Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama Sunday.
Here comes a run with the 5.
Kyle Larson, big push. Does it go to the outside?
He's going to have to. Here he goes.
And he's in the wall.
Opens the door up for the 1, Ross Chastain.
And on the outside, Kyle Larson added.
Oh, my God.
How about you, Ross Chastain?
Fox TV with the final call. Austin Dillon coming in second place and Kyle Busch finishing third. I'm Laura Cantor and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.